Welcome to the Divine Scheme Podcast, exploring the ultimate conspiracy and its massive impact on your future. That's right. It's about you. And now your host, Mike McDonald.
Welcome to Divine Scheme, the podcast that is about you. So listen carefully as we discuss you and the Easter story. Remember in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, there was a prophetic statement made by God. He promised Satan that there was going to be a payday for his disruption of the human race. God was angry that Satan tempted Eve into sinning by disobeying his command not to eat fruit that was born from the forbidden tree. God prophesied that the seed of the woman would one day bruise thy head. This was more than a threat. It was a promise. God had created man uniquely above all other creatures found within time and space. Humankind bore an eternal godlike image. He was free to move about the earth and to decorate the planet while naming each of the creatures. What a privilege! What a joy! But then Satan dragged Adam and Eve through the mud of sin with its temporal and eternal deadly consequences. But our God is not just a creator. He is a schemer of the highest kind, a schemer of the best kind. God exists in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Each person of this Godhead played a role in carrying out the scheme for man's salvation. The plan went like this. After many, many generations, God the Father was going to bring forth His divine Son, we know Him as Jesus, who was going to do battle against Satan on our behalf. At the divinely appointed time, God's scheme came into fruition. Jesus Christ, now fully grown and at the age of 33 years, went into battle against the evil one. It was a real bloodbath, and the Lord Jesus Christ was killed. No, He did not lose the battle, and no, Satan did not take His life. Rather, Jesus Christ gave His life as a sacrifice on a bloody, bloody wooden cross in the outskirts of Jerusalem. On that cross, Jesus took the full brunt of God the Father's full wrath against man's sin. All of sin was paid for. Satan had indeed bruised his heel in that Christ's death was only temporary. 3 days later, on that first Easter, Jesus rose from the dead through His divine power over sin's judgment. The resurrection of Jesus spelt the ruin of the devil. From that moment on, Satan would lie in wait for his ultimate punishment in the lake of fire. You can read about it clearly in the book of Revelation. Download a Bible app and read it for yourself. But where does this leave you? Jesus died to pay the debt owed to God for your sin, my sin, and everyone else's sin. But does that mean we all have a free pass into God's perfect heaven? Romans chapter 10, verse 9 reads, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. No, siree, there are two requirements that God has if you want your eternity to be with God in heaven. First, you must confess that Jesus is indeed Lord, the Son of God. Secondly, you must truly believe that His death on the cross was fully accepted by God the Father as payment for all of your sin. This is done in a simple but heartfelt prayer confessing your sin before your holy God and calling upon His Son, Jesus, to save you. This only has to be done once. After all, Jesus only had to go to the cross for you just once. Why not put all your faith in Jesus? God the Father accepted His sacrifice. Why don't you? The alternative is to spend your eternity with the evil one who is currently awaiting his own doom. You have two choices, so choose wisely and choose now. The divine scheme, devised by God, carried out by God, and now awaiting your decision. It is about you.
You've been listening to the Divine Scheme Podcast with Mike McDonald. Follow us each week for your regular dose of God's divine scheme involving you. That's right. It's about you.